We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Table of Questions for the Meaning of the Words. You can find the study materials on Sviva Tova and the Aravut system, and you can also ask questions through there. Everyone who asks in the study hall, please take the microphone, hold it close to your mouth, and speak loud and clear. Rav, please.
Right. So we will read the table of questions and explanations to the meanings, 1, 2, 3, etc. And if there are questions, you will raise your hands. Right? Let's go.
Part 1, Table of Questions for the Meaning of the Words. 1. What is light? Everything accepted in the world's existence from existence, which includes everything, except for the matter of the vessels.
If there are no questions, we're moving on. Are you going like that? No? Okay, so no questions.
2. Light and vessel. The will to receive in the emanated being is called vessel, and the abundance that he receive is called light.
Beseder.
Okay.
And
besides those two, there is nothing else in reality. Next.
3. Circular light. A light that makes no discernment of degrees.
And this we will learn. Go on.
4. Simple light. A light that contains within it the kli to the point that the light and vessel are indistinguishable.
Yes. In other words, the light is so close to the vessel that you can't distinguish between them. This is called simple light.
Hey.
Go on.
5. Light of Chokhmah. A light that extends to the emanated being in the first expansion, being the general vitality and self of the emanated being.
Ma.
What?
Mazid Pashtut Aleph.
What's the first expansion?
It's not written. What is the first expansion?
Ken.
Yes?
It's written that the light is what was extended to the emanated being. And
yes.
So what is that emanated being? It's like not either of them.
The emanated being is the will to receive that the Creator created.
More than once in the last few days, I see that it's written the will to receive in the emanated being.
Yes. There's the matter in the emanated being. There's the will to receive in the emanated being. There are many qualities in the emanated being. The emanated being is complex. Yes.
לגבי הגדרה של אור פשוט.
About the definition of simple light, can we? I didn't understand. It's like it annuls the light and annuls the vessel.
Why does it?
I don't know. Can we read it again?
יש לפניך ספר.
Simple light. Do you have a book in front of you?
Ah. I'm seeing it on my phone.
Okay, it's not good. Simple light, he says, is a light that contains within it the kli, the vessel, to the point that the light and the vessel are indistinguishable. This is called simple light.
What does it mean, indistinguishable?
There are no distinctions, no discernments.
Is there a state without discernments?
I suppose there are, and it's called simple light. Simple light is a light that contains within it all the discernments.
So without discernments is all the discernments.
All the discernments. He says, simple light is a light that contains within it the kli, the vessel, to the point that the light and the vessel are indistinguishable. Okay, not everything is clear. The definitions are correct definitions, but to what extent we understand them in time. Guys, I just want to do it simply, if you understand what is writing,
yes.
So simple light was before reality was created?
I'm writing it down in my book so that afterwards when you ask, you will not get permission from me to ask. Wise guys like you, I don't accept. We're learning what is written. That's it. Next.
No.
Yes?
The light of Chokhmah extends from the emanated being. We draw that light.
The light that is drawn to the emanated being in the first expansion, this is what is written. It is drawn.
Who draws it?
I don't know. Did you hear it? That's it. I will not open up for you another book where everything that there is about the light of wisdom will be written there. You don't understand how we study? There's a definition, and there's Bala Sulam who adds to this definition. Only these words.
So what's extended?
I don't know.
Hello, Baruch.
No, Baruch, you... Next. Go on.
Number six. Light of Chassadim. A light that clothes the light of Chokhmah and extends to the emanated being at the first intensification.
Or Chassadim, the Or Amalbish Alor Chokhmah.
The light of Chassadim is a light that clothes the light of Chokhmah and extends to the emanated being at the first intensification.
What does it mean that it clothes upon it?
I don't know. Guys, don't you understand how we study? I'm not going to open up for you all of the 16 volumes of 16 parts of the study of the tense field. You cannot get into each word and ask, what is it? He gives these definitions, and that's it. Or we have to stop here and open up all the books. That's not the way to study, at least not here.
Yes.
So how should we study it?
The definition. You hear the definition, you picture it to yourself as much as you can, and you continue. You go on. Otherwise, we won't move. Because here in one definition, you have so many words that you have to interpret, and in each word there are more interpretations, etc.
It just awakens the desire to research. So if we don't ask the questions...
We are not researching. We're only hearing the definitions. That's it.
Allah.
Next.
Seven. Empty air. It is light of Chassadim before it is clothed on the light of Chokhmah.
Again,
empty air is light of Chassadim before it is clothed on in light of Chokhmah.
That's it. So, in other words, there is the light of Chassadim, and after it clothes the light of Chokhmah, It is called, before it goes out of Chokhmah, it is called empty air. Because there's no light of Chokhmah in it. Next.
Eight. Afterwards, that which stems from its previous phase.
That which stems from its previous phase is called afterwards. Go on.
Nine, middle, see item 39.
Go on.
Ten, one. The upper light that expands from himself is one and as simple as himself. As it is in Ein Sof, so it is in the world of Asiya without any change and the addition of form whatsoever. And that is why it is called one.
Okay.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вот еще раз про подход к учебе. Вот над этими определениями вы как-то говорили, что Бальсулам...
Again, about the approach to the study. You once said about these definitions that Бальсулам said we should learn it by heart, all these definitions.
Такого. Чтобы он просил выучивать наизусть.
I don't know such a thing that he demanded to study by heart. But in principle, we simply have to read and try to understand what he is trying to say by this. Not beyond that.
Ну, повороты там внутренние. Потому что тут можно...
We shouldn't get into all kinds of inner twists in there.
Каждое предложение переделать тысячу раз.
Because you can change every sentence here thousands of times.
Хадера.
Хадера.
Sulam explains in the introduction to the test that we need to learn the words like a black, put it in a black box in your head. What did he mean by that?
I don't know what he means. Let's, for the time being, study as we are.
Woman.
Be'er Sheva, 10 women.
Where do we aim our prayer? Is there a discernment in the different types of light that we should aim our prayer towards?
Here it doesn't talk about prayer. I'm sorry. That's not the way to study. Gadi.
What you recommended in the evening to study for half an hour, so we're studying it. We're just reading. And then today, when we hear these definitions, so it stays in the head very well. And there's the order of studies before tests, how we should learn it. I think it's in this book.
Very well. Let's hope you will do it. Go on, Moshe.
11. Creator. The name Creator relates solely to the actual innovation, meaning existence from absence, which is the substance of the vessels defined as the will to receive in every essence. It was necessarily absent from himself prior to creation. Again, 11, Creator. The name Creator relates solely to the actual innovation, meaning the existence from absence, which is the substance of the vessels defined as the will to receive in every essence. it was necessarily absent from himself prior to creation.
Barur? Ma?
Clear? What?
If I understood it correctly, so I want to scrutinize when he said that there's existence from absence is the substance of the vessel. So creator is what we discover, the actual will to receive that was created? Rav, yes.
So we're not talking about any force, but about what we discover and what we were created.
Yes, through our substance.
Zo?
That's it? Okay. Ma. What?
It feels like there's a contradiction here between the one that he gave in the previous definition and the creator in the next degree. First, he says that one is the upper light that expands and there's no change until the world of Asiya. And then when he talks about the creator, he says it's an innovation, existence from absence.
Yeah.
So I don't understand it.
He says two words. There he explains what one is, and here he's speaking about the Creator, or the light of Chokhmah, or simple light. It's different things.
I understand
there are different things, but what, the Creator doesn't exist in the world of Asiya? I don't understand it.
No, I don't know that. I don't even know what the world of Asiya is. Guys, you want to learn the way it's written from Baal HaSulam, please. If you want to study like your teacher at school taught you, I don't know. Here, in every sentence that he wants to explain to us, we have many questions, and we can't start scrutinizing because it's like going into the forest and losing yourself. Okay.
Yud
bet.
Next.
No, I told you, I don't want to see it.
Ken.
Yes.
Yud bet. Dvekut.
12. Adhesion. It is equivalence of form that brings the spirituals together and attaches them to one another, while disparity of form separates them from one another.
Again.
Adhesion. It is equivalence of form that brings the spirituals together and attaches them to one another, while disparity of form separates them from one another.
Okay. What you are.
When I read this definition, adhesion is equivalence of form that brings the spirituals and attaches them to one another, and disparity of form separates them from one another. I, as a student, studied it for many years. Now that I read it, do I have to erase what I learned before as if I never heard it?
I don't know. You need to read what's written here and to be adhered to that same sentence.
So there is no room for any question here. We just have to attach ourselves and that's it.
Could be.
So what question can help me in the society?
I don't know. You can ask 1,000 questions on every word here.
Right. But out of the 1,000 questions, 999 are wrong and one that will contribute to the society.
So we're going to go over the 1,000 questions?
No. So I want to choose exactly the question that will contribute.
I don't know.
How do I choose?
Who's telling you you have to choose? You have to read what Baal HaSulam is giving you is an answer to his definition.
Okay. On the other hand, we read, and stops us and is expecting questions. So what questions is Rav expecting from us?
Only if the words here aren't clear. If you don't understand something about the words here, so that's something else.
Okay, thank you.
Otherwise, well, we won't finish one page. Next.
Yud Gimel, Hashva'a.
13, equivalence. When there is no discernment whatsoever among the four phases of the will to receive, it is said that they are even and equal.
Yes, again.
Again, 13, equivalence. When there is no discernment whatsoever among the four phases of the will to receive, it is said that they are even and equal.
Yeah. Next.
14, expansion. Light that stems from the emanator to the emanated being is called expansion of light. In fact, the upper light is not affected in any way by that. It is like lighting one candle from another. When the first is not lessened by it, the name only indicates the reception of the emanated being.
Next, I don't see.
15, refined. Phase 1 in the will to receive is regarded as more refined than the three phases that follow it.
Clear? Next.
16,
time. It is a certain sum of phases that cascade from one another and are mingled with one another by an order of cause and consequence, such as days, months, and years.
Again.
Again, 16, time. It is a certain sum of phases that cascade from one another and are mingled with one another by an order of cause and consequence, such as days, months, and years.
Yep.
Enshelot.
No questions. Next.
17, darkness. Phase 4 in the desire, which does not receive the upper light inside her by the power of the restriction, is regarded as the root of the darkness.
Next.
18, Chokhmah. It is the light of the emanated being's self and vitality.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, בשביל אחד כמוני שלא מבין,
for someone like
me who doesn't understand anything about this, are these definitions supposed to awaken in me some understanding? Because they're creating even more entanglements and bifurcations, and I don't find myself understanding anything in these definitions.
Why?
Because every word is, let's put it this way, if I'm not told a definition of a word and I was given only the definition, I would have no idea what the word is.
Okay, so listen.
So I just need to listen?
Yeah, listen.
Where
are you, Moshe?
19.
Space.
Yeah. Space. Phase 4 of the desire that became empty of light is regarded as darkness compared to the light. With respect to the vessel, she is regarded as a space because phase four was not deprived from the emanated being in itself by the restriction. But there is an empty air in it without light.
Okay, that's clear. Next.
20. Before and after. When speaking of a relationship of cause and consequence of the emanated beings, we express the cause by the term before, and the consequence of that consequence by the term after.
So that's clear. That's the before and after. Next.
21. Unique and unified. Unique indicates the upper light that shines and rules all the various degrees in their different forms to the extent that it makes them equalize with his unique form. Unified indicates the end of that rule, meaning after he had already equalized and brought their form to be as unique as he is.
That's difficult. We'll try and discuss it tomorrow. Let's go to the next part.
Let's move to the next part of the lesson.